Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, connecting with the community all summer long through PCC Healthy Kids and the Kid Picks Mobile, introducing kids to healthy foods at neighborhood events with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. It's too mysterious.
And I know that life has been a bowl of cherries for you lately, Nancy Leeson.
It has, Stein, but tell me something. Who's that singing?
That's Rudy Vallee from 1931.
No
Rudy Vallee used to open his concerts with his big megaphone, and he would say, "Hi-ho, everybody." That's why I start my show that way, the first time.
But he didn't say, "Hi-ho, Jazzoids"?
No, that part I added. So what's up with you and all the cherries? You've got a beautiful cherry tree, don't you?
Actually, I have 2 beautiful Montmorency cherry trees. We planted them the year we got married, so I can't remember, something 16, 17 years ago, something like that. We planted them because Mac has this soft spot in his heart for sour pie cherries. Not necessarily because he loves pie, which he does, but because he has this thing about the cherries. When he was a kid, he used to go to Door County, Wisconsin, and they would pick cherries, he and his aunts and his mom. And here's the thing that cracks me up. So we've had these cherry trees for years. Generally, about the middle of June, late June, they start coming on big. But this year, we had one cherry that produced absolutely nothing, and the other one had so many, I couldn't believe it. So the boys took that week to go out of town, leaving me home alone to pick the cherries so the robins and the sparrows didn't get them.
You say sour cherries. Are the cherries themselves actually sour, or do they become sour, or is that a certain kind of cherry?
It's a certain kind of cherry. These are Montmorencies, and they're specifically made to be tart and sour like that, not like the beautiful Bings and the Lapins and all the gorgeous cherries that we see around here and the Rainiers that everybody's crazy about. But here's the thing that really cracked me up. You know, it's such a pain to sit and pit every cherry, and I just do it with my hand and, you know, gouge out the pit. So our pitter broke, and Matt comes in at the end of this when I'm getting the last of them off the tree, and he says, "Do you have a bobby pin?" Is that a bobby pin? So anyway, I brought down a hairpin, and he said his mother used to use this to pit the cherries, and I tried it, and you know what? It works great. It works better than any of those olive pitters, and I insist that people try this. You could also use a paperclip. You want to dig that curved end of it right in there, and it whoop, takes the pit right out.
So, Nancy, did you ever secretly in your heart of hearts hope that one day you would come home and find one of those cherry trees chopped down so that you could question your son, Nate, and find out if he is presidential material?
No, Stein, can't say I have. But we do have a big axe.
Okay, so now that you got all these cherries, what are you going to do with them?
Well, I've pitted them, I've frozen them, and I hope to sometime real soon make some fresh cherry jam, just like Mac did. Unfortunately, I don't think mine is going to taste like Aquanet, like his mother's probably did from that hairpin.
Does he like that slight note of Aquanet?
Yeah, with some Death Door gin from Door County, right?
Sounds great all around. And eaters, I'm going to post a picture of some of Nancy's cherries and her very special cherry tree right on the Food for Thought website at kplu.org. And before we go, Nance, we simply must salute Matt B.B. Gunn Krause, who won his first ever International Cherry Pit Spinning Championship this last Saturday, returning the crown to the family that has dominated that annual competition in southwestern Michigan for 4 decades. Well done, sir. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.
Life is just a bowl of odd nuts, so live and laugh at everything.